Chapter 11. Terra, the Imperial Palace. They stood on the second cloister level of the daylight wall. Below them was the entrance to the chapel ordinary. The spaces between the columns were narrow, the vaults themselves masked by stained glass. Concealment was easy. The view below was clear.
"Every day," MacTannin said, "we haven't had long enough to tell if this is a habit of long standing. But since we began observations, yes."
MacTannin looked to the west, to the corner, and the northward arm of the cloister. The lower colonnade had wider spaces. The walk from the chapel ordinary to the great chamber would take the target down that route. MacTannin would have several brief opportunities for a shot. One would be enough. There was some pedestrian traffic in the cloister's lower level. Enough for witnesses, not enough for a hindrance. The upper gallery was deserted. No one had gone through in the last 24 hours, and Veritas had ensured privacy by locking the doors at both ends. Good.
"Well?"
Veritas asked. MacTannin nodded. "Making the kill and retreating should be simple enough." He stepped away from the vault into the deeper shadows of the gallery's exterior wall.
"So we're doing this."
"We don't have the luxury of prevarication," Veritas said. "Time is limited and precious."
"But you aren't sure he was behind the attempt on your life. That might have been Venon's move."
"I'm aware of that. I know this is not ideal, but it must be done. Assume that Grandmaster Vangerich is not responsible for the attempt. He and Venon are allies. That much is clear."
"Even so, the repercussions..."
"We can weather them."
"Are we that sure of our positions?"
"Not as sure as I would like to be," Veritas admitted. "But Vangerich is too dangerous. He is undisputed as Grand Master. The Officio Assassinorum has a unity of leadership and purpose that makes it too grave a threat to ignore. Decapitated, it will stagger before finding a new leader, and there may be internal strife."
"Making it easier to control."
"Exactly."
MacTannin sighed. "You know," he said, "there are times when it seems we are doing the work of the ruinous powers for them." Veritas closed on the younger man. The bulk of his power armor cast the other inquisitor into deeper shadow.
"You will never utter those words again,"
he hissed. MacTannin tensed. Veritas waited. They both knew there would be no violence here. Not because they must not draw attention to their location, not because Veritas had the arsenal to overcome MacTannin's greater speed, but because of the power of Veritas's moral authority. And because their calling was too important. "Apologies," MacTannin said. "I won't forget myself again." Veritas stepped back, satisfied.
"I wish for a more straightforward path, too," he said. "But remember that we have the purity of true purpose."
MacTannin nodded. "I do."
"Good."
He glanced back in the direction of the north cloister.
"Make sure there are witnesses," he said. "And shoot when I'm walking with him. We need that doubt about whether he was the target."
That was why he had insisted MacTannin use a sniper rifle. The attack had to look like a second attempt on his life.
"In other words, you want me to miss?"
"See that you don't."
He stopped at the chapel. He maintained the practice, forced to keep going through the steps of a pointless dance. The High Lords still had him watched, he was sure, if only as a matter of course. He doubted they were interested in the reports. Not now. There was only the Proletarian Crusade now, and the hopes that went with it. Joscina Tull had most of her peers so invested in her scheme, they needed it to work, as badly as she did. We all need it to work, Vangerich thought, even those who don't believe it will. He performed his theatre of worship, and reflected on how badly he had failed the true object of his devotion. He mouthed what observers would think was a prayer. It was a whisper of apology to the Imperium. When he left the chapel, Veritas was coming down the colonnade. The Inquisitor hailed him, and Vangerich waited.
"You're making this into a habit," he said when Veritas caught up. "A coincidence is not a habit."
"Oh," not buying it.
"You didn't want to speak to me on a particular subject? No desire to unburden yourself about the Inquisition's internal politics?"
No? Veritas looked straight ahead. Vangerich matched his pace.
What a shame. Then I'll have to content myself with the simple pleasure of your company.
They reached the corner and turned north. The grey-brown dawn trickled through skylights to the courtyard.
A big day, Vangerich
commented. The embarkation was almost complete. The launch of the merchant's armada was imminent. Veritas said,
A dark one. On that, we can agree.
They walked past the first of the columns. MacTannin looked through the sights of the rifle. He had been motionless since Vangerich had entered the chapel ordinary. His finger held the trigger. He did not approve of assassinations. They were distasteful, the province of the officio assassinorum. They were too merciful. Targets who did not know they were about to die escaped proper retribution. MacTannin preferred to hide in plain sight, face and dress transformed to appear before the enemies of the Imperium in a guise that inspired confidence. There was a satisfying justice in making traitors feel the sting of betrayal themselves. He had undergone so many polymorphine treatments that his face was now an approximation of his original features. It was a small sacrifice. In exchange, he saw the look on the faces of the guilty as punishment came for them. He wouldn't see that here, but then Vangerich was no traitor. He was guilty of poor judgment. His mistakes were harming the Imperium, but he believed himself to be virtuous. He would die in that belief. MacTannin supposed he was worthy of that much mercy. Vangerich and Veritas walked between the first set of columns. The shot was clear. Veritas paused, as if struck by a sudden thought. Vangerich walked another two steps, then stopped.
What is it?
He asked.
MacTannin's concentration narrowed to the center of Vangerich's forehead. His finger tightened. The rifle was yanked from his grasp. The stock slammed his head backwards. He rolled into a crouch and jumped to his feet, blinking away the stun. A man stood in the shadows of the wall. He had bent the barrel of the rifle.
Throne save us from amateurs, the man said.
Strong, MacTannin thought. Maybe not fast.
He leapt at the man, striking with enhanced reflexes. Speed was his weapon. He had once deflected a traitor's bolter shell with the edge of his hand. He landed four blows to the side of the man's neck before the other could even drop the gun. It was like hitting a column. The assassin punched him in the chest. He was fast, too. The hit came before MacTannin could think to evade. Something crunched. He entered a land of surprise. He was surprised that he wasn't sent flying. He stumbled back from his opening. He tried to attack again and was surprised when his legs didn't obey his command. He was surprised when they folded up beneath him and he sat down hard. He was surprised to find he was holding his breath. No. Surprise, there was no breath to be had. Surprise, the pain bursting from his chest, the pressure in his skull spreading red and black. His head rocked forward. There was a hole in his chest, a big one. Surprise. Had he seen something in the man's fist? He couldn't think any more. He couldn't care any more. No more surprises. And after a great flare, no more pain. Only the dark.
Were you waiting for someone?
Vangerich asked as they walked on.
No.
The hesitation was very brief. Vangerich smiled.
Just as well. He won't be coming.
Later, in his quarters, Vangerich said to Beast Krul,
Good to have you back.
Krul grunted.
This is getting messy, he said.
Can't be helped.
Vangerich held a bottle of Amasek, debating. An Iaxian vintage, 3 centuries old. Was there ever the correct occasion for such a treasure? He decided there was, when there might soon be no more occasions at all. He opened the bottle and decanted 2 glasses.
Well done, he said, handing one to Krul.
Wasn't difficult. They took the bait.
Let's not call it bait. I had really hoped Veritas wouldn't push things this far. Think of it as a designated opportunity. If they were going to take action,
Better it be in a situation we could neutralize. Krul shrugged.
Call it what you like.
He sipped the Amasek and gave an appreciative nod.
Do you want me to do more?
Not yet. I think we have Veritas contained, at least for now. He's running out of allies and moves. Has Venan reached the Inquisitorial Fortress?
I lost track of her before she did, but we'd know if she hadn't.
Then we wait to see her move, Vangerich said. That's where we stand.
He turned to the narrow window of his chambers. The strong winds of the day were granting him rare glimpses of the evening sky. The orc moon was there, the executioner's sword half concealed by the spires of the Imperial Palace. There were also faint glints like moving stars, the larger ships of the merchant's armada maneuvering.
And we wait to see what Joskina Tull is about to reap for all of us.